From Washington, this is VOA. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama is in a German Alpine resort for the two-day summit of the Group of Seven Industrialized Democracies. As VOA's White House correspondent Luis Ramirez reports, while economic matters are on the formal agenda, Russia, the Islamic State, and Iran's nuclear program will also be discussed.
Talks at this resort in the German Alps are to open Sunday with discussions on economic issues and climate change, but G7 leaders are also hoping to hear from President Obama on plans for moving forward on Ukraine and the Islamic State group. The biggest issue, however, is Russia, excluded from the meeting for a second year. There are questions here about the U.S. leader's approach to Russia, but President Obama continues to believe the solution lies in diplomacy and not military involvement. On the Islamic State's advances in Iraq, the U.S. leader will huddle with G7 partners to talk about the next steps in the bid to degrade and ultimately destroy the group. One big topic here will be Iran. This will be the G7 partners' last meeting before a deadline this month for a nuclear agreement. Luis Ramirez, near the site of the G7 summit in Garmisch, Germany.
Before traveling to Germany, President Obama delivered the eulogy for Vice President Joe Biden's son, Beau, who died earlier this month of brain cancer. A visibly emotional President Obama said that Beau Biden lived the kind of life that others should want to emulate.
Example he set made you want to be a better dad, or a better son, or a better brother or sister, better at your job, a better soldier. He made you want to be a better person.
Beau Biden died last week of brain cancer. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkish voters go to the polls Sunday in a key parliamentary election, which will help determine if President Recep Tayyip Erdogan gets to expand his powers. As Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul, Erdogan is hoping the ruling AK party he founded will win Sunday's parliamentary vote, but the People's Democratic Party could thwart a plan to give the president new power.
Despite opinion polls indicating a sizable number of AK party supporters, there are still other factors which could prevent the party from securing a majority. The AK party's Achilles heel is the upstart People's Democracy Party, or HDP, which is aiming to enter parliament for the first time and prevent Mr. Erdogan's lawmakers from winning a majority and continuing to govern alone. The pro-nationalist MHP is also posing a threat to the AK party voters with a platform of opposing an ongoing peace process with the Kurds, anti-corruption, and the economy. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The United Nations says peace talks between Yemeni rebels and the internationally recognized government in exile will take place June 14th in Geneva. A UN spokesman announced the date Saturday, saying Secretary General Ban Ki-moon welcomed the agreement by President Abid Rabu Mansour Hadi and Shiite Houthi rebels who controlled the capital city, Sana'a. Earlier Saturday, Saudi officials said that their forces had intercepted a Scud missile fired into the kingdom's southwestern region from Yemeni territory. Authorities in New York State are searching for two men who escaped Friday night from the Clinton Correctional Facility, the first escape ever from the maximum security prison. Richard Matt and David Sweat apparently used power tools to drill through the prison wall and crawl out through a series of tunnels on Friday night. Sweat is serving a life sentence for murder. Matt is serving 25 to life for murder, kidnapping, and robbery. And a long drought in sports has ended at the 147th Belmont Stakes. American Pharoah entered the history books by winning the race and becoming the first horse to win the Triple Crown in 37 years. With Victor Espinosa aboard, American Pharoah never trailed in the 2.414-kilometer race. He finished 5 1/2 lengths ahead of Frosted. Keen Ice finished third. The win also ends a frustrating run for Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert. Three times before, Baffert brought horses with a chance of winning the Triple Crown to Belmont, only to fall short. The win makes American Pharoah the 12th horse to win the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont Stakes, and the first one to win all three since affirmed in 1978. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.